Oh, caught me by surprise here. Underworld with Glory Aglory. They were a band, sort of like did the same thing, you know. Sort of they turned up, they released an album, a couple of singles, and they disappeared. Actually, I think it was about two albums.
I think they disappeared into a record library.
Into Jeffro's record library. I've got both of their albums, actually. Yeah, both of them bought at discount.
You're probably the only one who bought them.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, they actually toured Australia about the time my mum was going off to university. It was about 1988. Four score and 30 years ago. Yeah. Makes me feel old now.
That was what, 2 years ago then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jeez, that was... Yeah, it's university. Jeez, that was the most painful 2 weeks of my life.
Oh, that's nice. That's terrible.
No, I actually lasted 8 months.
8 months.
I survived the enrolment, and then, unfortunately, I got to the exam.
They made you do work.
Oh, well, that's it, yeah. It's sort of like, so you go to university, right? There's only two things you do at university. Either A, you go out there and you have a lot of fun, and sort of go to parties every night of the week and only get 4 hours sleep and have a drug overdose.
Well, there's only two. We can't mention the rest.
And B, you go there to study and get a degree. And the problem is that I sort of like didn't know anyone and to go out and do all the partying thing
and
all that sort of stuff. And I couldn't concentrate on studying anyway, so I ended up failing. No, I didn't.
What were you doing?
Bachelor of Arts.
Bachelor of Arts. Which arts?
Arts.
Which one?
Arts.
What's that actually mean? What happens if you get a Bachelor of Arts?
A Bachelor of Arts, well, you get a BA next to your name.
Oh, goody.
So I'd have
Jeffrey Turner, BA.
So I'd be Jeff G. Turner, BA.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what's it actually mean?
Well, it means Bachelor of Arts, basically.
Yeah,
that's
it. What are you qualified to do?
Well, bugger all, actually. That's what they call...
Why bother?
Yeah, no, but... Yeah, it does actually, bugger all. But it's the first part of the qualifications you need to get the further you can see. So before you can become anything else, you have to have a BA. So you go on from BA, and then you go to a dip ed, and then you go to a dip T, then a BSC,
a
then a BEC, then a VAC, then an ANZ, ABC, XYZ.
And after 35 years...
MD. And then you're a qualified ASO, and then you get locked up, yeah.
After 35 years, yeah, you're
after 35,
qualified.
Yeah, after 35 years of being a student, you're probably sick of it after all that, yeah.
Yeah, and you're qualified for a checkout check.
Yeah,
so
absolutely, yeah. See,
I'd done that without all those qualifications.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, well, I'm probably one of the most qualified unemployed people in Tamworth, yeah.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Ever since I got a job. What?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, that sounds about my qualifications too. What have we got here?
Been there, done that.
Oh, hang on. We also had two songs from the Screaming Jets, Sad Song and Life and Death. Right. Let's do the policeman. Shall we do the policeman?
Policeman,
let's do the policeman.
Himself.
Okay. In Oslo, Norway, policeman Rune Nilsen, switched on the video camera of his patrol car and set off in wild pursuit. Woo, 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 and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, thank you. He set off in hot pursuit of a stolen car, believing that he could use the tape as evidence. However, the prosecutor saw the tape and charged him for reckless driving.
Well done. Weren't all charges dropped?
Well, as it turns out, Mr. Nilsen's case, it turned out the driver's eye view of his car, the car passing... Okay, we'll try that again. In Mr. Nilsen's case, it turned out to be the driver's eye view of his car passing five other vehicles at 130 kilometres in an 80-kilometre zone.
Well done.
I don't think I can pronounce that name on air.
Why not?
Apparently he was arrested at a place, I'll spell it, A-A-S. I'm not even going to pronounce to say what it's going to sound like.
Okay.
In southern Norway. He ended up with a court fine of 5,000 kroner, which is about the equivalent of...
$1,040.
$1,040.
Oh, well done.
He ended up being cleared of all charges, but yeah. Yeah. But now, what else should we... I think we'll do another one. We'll do the bigger. In Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I think it's the capital of Saudi Arabia. A man begging outside a mosque had more than $136,000 in cash in his pocket.
Wow. He's begging?
And he was a beggar, yeah. The money was found by accident when the beggar ran off after being challenged by people arriving for a prayer. And the police arrested him in the town of Huff Huff. 400 kilometres east of Ryder, the paper said, without giving any date. Because apparently he alerted himself to a scheme that during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the faithful are supposed to give to the poor. So he must have been very good at his job.
Oh, goody.
$136,000, folks.
And after all that running, he went to Huff Huff.
He went to Huff Huff. That's what it says here. Look, it says it's played later in the town of Huff Huff.
Huff Huff.
H-U-F, H-U-F.
He was puffed too.
Huff Huff. After 400 kilometres running, I'd be Huff Huff. I'd be Huff Huff too.
Huffed in Huff Huff.
Yeah. That was quick. Going to be candidate. That's my candidate for the shortest song of the year.
You just pointed at me.
I know.
I didn't know what was going on.
Well, I just pointed at you. Yeah, that's Jeffro's candidate for the shortest song of the year at 1:54.
There's one on Blood Dust that goes for 6 seconds.
Yeah, well, was it released? It is musical. it is musical, yeah. But that's the shortest released song I know of this year. 1:54. That, of course, is Australia's own The Meanies with Ton of Bricks.
Australian?
Australian responsible for such...
No, Australia's responsible for so much good music.
Yeah, responsible for the song, of course,
and
10%
fancy
Weird.
This, in the poll for the hottest 100 on the station with the three same letters...
Yeah, the other station,
Silverchair never made it in.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it?
Not one song from their entire album or release has never made it in...
It's strange. Perhaps we're sort of like, well, you know.
The Reefer song made it in there?
Yeah, well, hang on. Perhaps it was released last year.
Yeah,
sort of like, not sort of like 1995, sort of like 1994. Perhaps all their songs were released in 94.
Could be.
Yeah, well, you never know.
What, Zombie More Human Than Human?
Well, that was released in 1993, I think.
Next, Psychoactive Summer. Tis a mate 3 times.
Psychoactive Summer, two in a row, like too. No other. Oh, sorry, I got a little bit carried away there.
Tis a mate 2 in a row, 9 and 10.
Yeah, I might, actually. Yeah. What's wrong with my singing? Well, thank you very much, yeah.
Cool, you're only number 3.
Speaking of singing and stuff, I went and saw Mental as Anything last week.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, what a show. What a...
Instead of coming here.
What a show, yeah. So instead of being here helping you lot out, I was off dancing away with 1,000 other people.
And what happens to the little person you were talking to?
Well, I refuse to say anything on the grounds that it might incriminate me. Yeah, I'm pleading the fifth.
Okay.
No, well, it's not my health. She had a quicker pair of legs than I did. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well.
You're going to have to work
I was
out
a bit
more.
Waterlogged at the time, yeah.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
I was drinking that funny, the fizzy black stuff.
Coke.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wasn't going to mention it over here, actually. Yeah.
Cola.
Yeah, cola, thank you. Cola. Yes, I was drinking some cola, which had, of course, another word before it. Yes, I was drinking some a blank and cola.
Blank and cola.
Yeah, I was drinking some blank and...
A fizzy and cola.
A fizzy and cola. And, yeah, well, sort of like, well, she...
Heavy drinker.
Yeah. Yeah. And all I got was the shirt. I mean, then my dad tried to do something stupid with it. And it was a new shirt, right? And then he tried to wash it. Separately, and of course, but unfortunately, he washed it with my Alan Jackson shirt that I also got from the Leagues Club, and the Alan Jackson shirt was blue, and apparently this shirt almost ended up blue as well.
Oh, is that what, I thought that was from your bag.
No, that was from the other shirt.
Oh, goody.
So this shirt was almost blue.
All your new shirts are going to wash separately.
I know. I mean, he tried to do it. He almost did, but unfortunately...
It didn't work.
It failed.
You don't wash your shirts.
Where did I buy them?
Yeah, jump into the river. Jump into the river.
Yeah, they're all black.
Anyway, I think we better get back to some music. Yes, people of Tamworth, I'm rather disappointed. Ring up, request something. Come on, otherwise me and Tony will talk all night.
777.
You don't want to hear us for the next 45 minutes, do you?
No, and apparently we're doing a survey as well.
Yeah, we're doing a survey.
All I would like is
happy
a few comments.
Happy birthday. Keep going, Tony.
Yes, we'd just like a few comments on our show.
See, I'm supposed to be talking under Tony while Tony's speaking, but Tony's stopped now.
I'm going to have
to stop now. I can't do it.
No. Well, all we ask for is name, age, area you live in, and what do you think of our show? So, please help us.
I can't believe people are doing it during the flu season.
Keep us on air.
Okay. No, that was a joke there.
My hat.
It's a visual gag, folks. This is Queen with a little-known track of theirs off their Greatest Hits album, Volume 1. It's actually off the movie of the same name. This is Flash.
Impossible.